Before Pesach, we left off in the Chastile, I think, at Simon Tzariches. Tzorich sheyelei kabonet bitfilose. Hamispaleil, tzorich sheyechavim bilibei, perush hamileis, shemeitzi bisfosof. V'yachshev shilushchino kenegdei. V'yosi akola machshoveis, hater diseisei. עד שתשוי המחשבתי בקבונוסי, זקו בתפילוסי, ויחשב כאילו היו מדבר לפני מלא בוס אבדום, היו מסעד הדבורוב מרחבים בהם יופי, לבעל יחושל קל וחימה לפני מלך מלך המלוכם הקדוש ברוך הוא, שורחי ככל המחשב איס, וכך היו איסים חסידים ומשמייסה, שהיו מתבדדים ומחבנים בתפילוסום, עד שהיו מגיעים להספשטוס הגשמוס ולסגברוס כיח השיחלי עד שהיו מגיעים קורב למיילס הנדבוה ועם טוב אלי מחשובה אחרת זה חתפילה ישתיק עד שתסבט אל המחשובה וצורך שיחשב בדבורים המכנים הלב ומחבני סילובי שבשמיים ויחשב בדבורים שיש בהם קלוס חש but this seed is expressive of two halachas. There is a Reb Chaim in the Sefer who discusses it. Two kinds of kavonis this it mentions. One kavoni is amichavein tzorich sheichavein belibei perush hamileis. That's one kavoni. And of course lechatchile one is mechuyev to be mechavein perush hamileis in every brocha of the Shemini Esrei. Not just in the brocha of Hashem. But the Eved it's only me'ake if he wasn't mechavin perush hamileis in the first broch, but if he was mechavin perush hamileis in the first broch, in the broch of oveis, even though he was not mechavin perush hamileis in the other broches of Shemini Esrei, so is yetzer. But then the mechaber talks about another kavona, not perush hamileis. In other words, that he's aimed, he has to be conscious of the fact that he's aimed lifnei ashchine, and he shouldn't be thinking of other things. That kavone, that's the essence of tefillah. Rav Chaim says, in explaining the Rambam, that kavone is mi'akev in all the bracha, because if he doesn't have the kavone of aimed lifnei ashchine, then he's a misaseik, and he's not even engaged in a ma'isa tefillah. So, what the Sif says is, there are two kavones. One kavone is kavones perush hamileis. The chatchile he should be mechavin perush hamileis in all the broches, but the eved it's only me'akev in the first broch. And the other kavone is kavone of imid lifnei ashchine, and that is me'akev in the whole Shemini Esrei. V'yachshev kedem atfile mereimim esakeil yisale uvishiflus odom v'yosu kol tanigi odom milibe v'yosu liodom linakeish בונו פקטנים ויסכנסס כדי לקבע בליבי שנבו כאב הסמוק לא יספלל במוקים שיש דובר שמבטל כוונוסי ולא יבישו המבטל אס כוונוסי ויחד but of course to have this kind of כוונה so one has to be on a very high madrege we are not on that level so ויחשוב אינו נזורים בכל זה מפני שאנו אינו מכוונים כל כך בתפילה, אמין, מגיעים לספשטוס הגשמוס, לסגברוס כרח השכלי, אמין, who today can be in that מדרגה, but that doesn't mean that today we don't have to have any כוונה, we have to have כוונה today too, of אימד לפני השכן. יספל דרך תחנונים, כי ראש המבקש בפסח ובנחס, שלא יתירו עליו כמסו ומבקש לפוטר ממנו. Hatfilo hid mokimakor. In other words, now the Mechaber is mentioning another aloha, because tefillah really has two aspects. One kiyum of tefillah is rachmi. In other words, we have to be mivakish rachmim HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the problems and all the tzores that everyone has. I mean, who doesn't have tzores? Who doesn't have problems? That's rachmim. And then there is also a kiyum of nishalmo porim svaseinu. In other words, it's a verbal call. Tfilas kineged midim tikkun. So there are certain tfilas like musev. So the whole kiyum is nishalmo porim svaseinu. Nothing else. Musev does not involve a kiyum of rach. In musev, we are not mevakeish rachmones makodesh boruch hu for our tzores. It's only a kiyum of nishalmo porim svaseinu. But arvis, shachris, minche have two aspects. Nishalmo porim svaseinu like musev and also vrachme. So until now, the Mechaber discussed the aspect of rachme, not of korm, of nishalmo porim svaseinu. Now in Siv Daled, it discusses the aspect of nishalmo porim svaseinu. Because tfila is a verbal call. Hatfilo yim bimkeim akorb. Ulikach tzorich lizoyer shetei dugmas akorbon bikavone vilo yarev bo machshova acheres koin machshova shepiseles bikotchi umi ume dum yede aveide ukvi esmokim kmo yakorbones shekolechot kavua mikeimei lishchitose yumaten dome. And it's mashma from Loshon Mechaber, even though he doesn't spell it out explicitly, that the reason as to why tefillah necessarily requires amide is not because of the kiyum of rachm. Insofar as the kiyum of rachm is concerned, it could be done even shaloi b'amide. But the reason as to why tefillah requires amide is because of the kiyum of nishalma porim svaseinu. Because aveide, korbanos, had to be done by aveide. So merely the verbal korban also has to be done by aveide. Vishaloyochitz dovo beni likia dum yedi korban shach tzitze piseles beni likia virou she yiulei malbushim noim miyochodim litfilo keim bigdei kunet. That's a big chinesh. In other words, because there is a aloche in tfile hikin likhasa lekecho yisroel. So that means that he has to be dressed nicely. The Rambam says the way he would be dressed when he has to meet another mechoshev, let's say the mayor, I mean the governor, the president. So the flug that also could be based upon the din of rachmi. So it's mashon the mechaber that even the aloche of hikin likhasarekecho Yisrael is also based upon nishalma parim svaseinu. Just as by Karbones, so there was a special aloche of bigdei kehuna. So here by tefillah nishalma porim svaseinu, it's a verbal korban, has to also have not be the kune but nice bgodim sechidesh bish virol sheyirli malbushim noyim yichodim li tefillah kim bigdei kune elo shein kol odom yochel ivaz besalze umekol mokim tevu sheyir michnusayim yichodim li tefillah mishmikiz. Actually, if it didn't involve a hardship, one would be mechuyev, it's mashma, to put on the most dignified godim. But that's a hardship. But the whole apoches, it should be a little bit decent. In other words, to daven in jeans, I mean the way one is dressed when he plays ball or he goes swimming is an isagoma. Al yachshev ro sheyase HaKadosh Baruch Hu bakashosei. Kibn shekavonosei bitfilosei, ki adara beze maski rabini shalodom, shal dikach, mifashpishim bimasof lima botuachu bishriyesof, elo yachshev, sheyase HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechazdei, v'yema b'libei mi anidal v'nivze bo levakish, mismelech malcham lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im lo imreif chasodof, shumisnaig v'hem imbriyesof. Now this is really implicit in the braise in Nide, and the Sefer HaTanya revolves around that braise. At the Vishor Shatini Knelat, Mashbini say, Tehei Tzadik Val Tehei Roshe, Vafilu Im Kolo Edim E Kolo Eilo Memrim Alecho, Shato Tzadik Al Tehei Beini Atzmecho Elo Kolo Yiso Roshe. It doesn't mean, I mean, the HaTanya discusses that, I mean Al Tehei Roshe Bifnei Atzmecho. So it doesn't mean that, let's say, somebody is a Chofetz Chaim, So you should think that he's in Chal Shabbos. I mean, it's ridiculous. It means that every person should aspire to be more than what he is, no matter how great a tzaddik he is. So as my father said, so mea b'chelke is a good midah in material things, but in spiritual things, so mea b'chelke is a very bad midah. One should not be so mea b'chelke. So afil kolo elo meimim olecho shato tzaddik. Al tehei b'nei atzvah lekolo yisa roshe. In other words, not roshe chas v'sholem, in the literal sense, but it means you have not attained the potential that you could have attained. You are short of the goal. So this is what he says. Al yachshev rohu shiyasa kudish boruch hu bakashosei ki kibim shikavnosei bitfilosei ki adara bezemaskra v'nisef shalodom shal vikach mifash v'maisef v'lim v'tuach hu b'sriyisof al yachshev shiyasa kudish boruch hu b'chazdei v'yim ha-belibe mi anidal v'nivze bo levakish mismalach moch amloch ma kudish boruch hu im lo im reif chasodov shemisnaik b'hem im b'riyisof. Now Shikah, the Gemara in Arab, says, is higher the whole mitzvah Shabbatim. Unless he saw Shikah that is Igiyah L'Shikhusi Shalait. Igiyah L'Shikhusi Shalait means he's so drunk that he has no contact with reality, he doesn't even know what goes on. So then there's a din of a sheik. But if he's not in that degree, if he does, he's not shikya in that degree of shikhusi shaleit, then he's pikiach v'chol tovo, and he's chayev b'chol mitzvah yisamu les b'deo, except tfile. Tfile, not only he shouldn't, but if he davens so tfilosi te'ebo, and when he becomes sober, he has to daven all over again. But there are two shiurim of shikhres in regard to tfile. One shiur of shikhres in regard to tefillah is in yochel idabe b'fnei hamelech. In yochel idabe b'fnei hamelech means he doesn't know how to speak to a king while he's shikar. He's uninhibited. So then tefillose is devo, because that kind of a shikar is incapable of entertaining the kavone of emid b'fnei hamelech, even in a minimum extent. He's incapable if he's uninhibited. If he talks to the king the way he would talk to his friend, so that means that he is incapable of having the kavone of keimid of namelach. So it philosophizes. But then, if he's able to control himself and he'll talk to a king with respect and reverence, but if he drank, let's say, a reviz wine, in other words, it has an effect on him. So then lechatchile he shouldn't be mispalel. But if he was mispalel, so the ebed, the tfile, the tfile. Now what's the pshat? Why lechatchile not? I think according to what Rav Chaim said, that there are two kavones. One kavone is the kavone of emid lifnei hashchine. That's the essence of tfile. Without that, the tfile is no tfile, it's brachas of atola. And then the kavone of pirush hamilas. Now, kavona of pirush hamilas is not the essence of tfile, and the eved it's only miakev in the first bracha, but it's not miakev in the other brachas. So I think that if somebody is shos yain kedei reviz, and it means kedei reviz, that means the wine of bisman chazal, which was much stronger, but the Ramos says our wine, so Rebis wouldn't disable him from davening lechatchile. The wine bisman agmore was very strong, was almost like the brandy of today. So then, if he drank a Rebis of that wine, so then he, even though he's yochel davening b'fnei hamelech, but lechatchile he shouldn't daven because he's incapable of being mechaben pirush hamilas in all the brachas. In one bracha he can be mechab, but in all the brachas, in every word of the tefila, is incapable. So shoso yain ki de ribis al yispalel, achi yosi reine, vim shoso yeisei, imu yochel idabe lifnei hamelech, im yispalel fulosi tefila, vim imu yochel idabe lifnei hamelech, אם נספלל תפילו סיטאיב, וצורך לא אחזר ולספלל כשיוסי היין נורא. ואפילו אם לא בזמן התפילו, משלים איסו בתפילו שאחריו כדין שייק, ודין קרישמה כדין תפילה. Because קרישמה also has a special כוונה. תפילה has a special כוונה of immediately השכינו, and במחב מפירוש המילה, סליחה, תחילה יזמחו יהיה, קרישמה also, כוונס קבולס ומלך השמיים, and he has to be מחב מפירוש המילה, so ממילה דין קרישמה כדין תפילה. אבל שור ברוכס, יוכל לבורך אף על פי שהוא שיע. Even if he's איני יוכל, לדבר בפני המלך, but he's כפקיח לכל דובו. So he cannot be מחב מפירוש המילה, and he's uninhibited, and but by brochas there is no din of keimit lifnei ashchine. So memele a bro, as long as he's not higi al shikusi shaleit, so he can say all the brochas. Now derech mil bishino kol shu mafigin esayai. Suppose he drank so. Until he's cured of the intoxication. So what cures him of the intoxication? A walk, if he walks a meal takes 80 minutes to traverse it. So mainly if it takes that kind of a walk for 80 minutes, so that makes him sober. Beishena, if he lies, he sleeps a little bit. Kolcho, no matter how little it is, so that cures him of the intoxication also. Mifignes yain v'hanemile kisheshoso reviz avolim shoso yeseir kolshkin shesheno mishakrasi. So but if he drank more, so then and he sleeps a little, so on the contrary, when he wakes up from a very small sleep, so then he'll be more shika. And if he takes walks on the country, he becomes more shika. V'hanemile b'mhaler b'raglov. Avol reichiv v'adai derech mifigo ayayin. Kol echot shu shosu saglei lifim ishma shemargish b'napshe ishiyapikin. There is really no universal standard. It varies from person to person. V'lochei nizorim b'yeni shalonu שאין חזוקים שמספלים אף על פי ששוסו רביז וייס. לפלוג, it should have application to מסיעס כפיים also. But the אילום is very מחמיר. Let's say, I'm שמחסטר, so a Kayan who drank a רביז wine, so doesn't duch. Of course, the proper thing is for Kayanim not to drink until after the duch. But, I don't see that it's mamishosa. What the Ramo says here, we got it filler because the shiur reviz is only in the wine of Bisman Chazal, which was much, much stronger, but not the wine of today, so it should apply to Nisiyas Kapayim also. But anyway, it's good to be machmir, and that Kehanim and Simchas Torah should not drink a drop of wine until after the Duchanim. Because Kehanim is Paulim, Itachsida Shabiyodei. So that has only application to tefillah, because palm seems the other. That has to do with kavone. Has no application to nisiyas kapayim. But the first thing that Ramo says, v'lochin nizorim b'yeni shalonu shein chazokin shemispalin afalpi sheshosor ribis v'yaseir is lifluk should have application to nisiyas kapayim also. But chas v'shalem, I mean, the proper thing is to be machmir and that the kain. And Simchas Torah should postpone the drinking even of one drop of wine until after the duchen. Because shkum mispal mizachsir v'shiyodei shein chish ishin li shikres miyah. Simen kuf. Tfilas hameid tzorech leisadeh. That when one has to daven tefillah on Yom Tov, something that is not fluently, because the Chiludik is Mesher, so three times a day, so it's fluent, but there is no Choshe unless they'll make a mistake. But the Tefillah that is recited only once that is recited seldom on rare occasions, so he has to rehearse it. Tefillah shall miyadeis v'shal reshchedesh tzorich lahazdir tefillosei kedem sheyisvale kidei sheteishgur b'fi v'yesh emrim davke kishemispalurin al peh avol kishemispalurin v'tei chasiduru muter d'oreye mashemispalur b'cheneag. But if he's mispalur from a sidur, so then it's okay. Hamispalur tzorich sheyichavei. Somebody is mispalel, so he has to have kavone in all the brachos. V'imeini yochel yechavim bichulom lipochis yechavim biobis. Now, I mentioned what Rav Chaim said, and this is a very basic isot in Tefillah. With that, we can answer many kashes by the Mishneh Berurah, the Bir Halacha. There are two kavones in Tefillah. One kavone is emid lifnei Hashchina. That's the essence of tefillah. Without that, it's no tefillah, even midrash. It's nothing. It's a brach levatol. It's empty. If he is not aware at the time when he is davish mesre that he's standing before God, he's so absorbed, let's say, in the stock market or in the ball game, that he's not aware that he's standing before the Rebbeinu Shalom, so it's brach levatol. And that is mi'akif in every brach. It is as if somebody would omit one brach. So of course he has to daven over it. Then there is another kavone. That's the kavone of Perush HaMilas. That is only mi'akif in the first brach. The Eved. The Chatchile should be mechav Perush HaMilas in every word, in every brach of Shneser. But the Eved, it's only mi'akif in the first brach. It's not mi'akif in the other brachas. But even the first bracha, that it's me'akev, so it's mid'rabbono. Mid'ray said the tefillah is a tefillah. And even on the rabbono level, the tefillah is a tefillah, but he's mechuyev to daven over again in order to have kavon in the first bracha. So the mechaba says, amichal amispal tzor sheyechavim b'chol ha'brachas. So he means kavon of Perush HaMilas, because kavon of emet mashchina. That goes without saying. I mean, it's a double portion. V'meini yochel lechavim b'chulom, if he cannot be mechavim Perush HaMilas and all the broches, lipoches yechavim b'yoves, the first broch. V'im loikivim b'yoves, afal ki shekivim b'chol ha'shor, yarzer v'yispal. And if he was not mechavim in oves, even though he was mechav in the Perush HaMilas and all the other broches, so then the Rabbonon is mechuyev to be chizar mispal. But it doesn't mean it's a broch levatol. It's not a broch levatol. But the Hakonis Chachomim was, if he didn't have kavone of Perush HaMilas in the first broch, he has to daven over again. Ve'yoidne in chizrin bishvil chisorin kavone, he means that today, if he didn't have, if he wasn't mechavim Perush HaMilas, so it means in the first bracha he doesn't have to daven over again. Why? Bishvil chisorin sha'av b'chazore korev u'shal yechavim. Im ki lo mayarz, I mean, we are taking cognizance of the mitzias, of the facts. So the question is, but it's a bracha zolatole? And so it's not a bracha zolatole. If the Ramo doesn't say that if somebody davened and then he tells us that he was so absorbed in the stock market, he wasn't aware that he was standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then we tell him, you have to daven over again, but we tell him, but you better be aware that you are standing before the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But we can't tell him, well, you're not in the Madrigal of Kavonis, so just daven without Kavonis. So we tell him, if you can't control yourself not to be absorbed in the stock market when you daven Shneser, so don't daven, that's all. So it'll be an Iser of Brachas Levatole. But he means, if he had the Kavone of Emir Nashchene, but you was nicht mechavin, kiyo sham miles amin, that's something else amin. You can have kavone, yimid of nashkine, but to mechavin, kiyo sham miles of every word, that not. So today, so, b'yom makad meinim, b'yorena, an haya madrege, so we had to dab mover again. But today we are not in that madrege, to dab mover again. This is what it means. ויבנין חזרים בשביל חיסורים כמוני שהבחזור הקורבו של חווין אם כימום יעשה. Now, I just want to go over the ביר הלוכי. And with what Reb Chaim says, so everything is clear. וחירק הבנוסי, אם סיים השמינסרה, ולוי כיוון ביובס, אבל ימי מידי צלעת הגיבר, ונזכר שלוי כיוון ביובס, כיוון למסרדין לא יוצא בזה, היך נאמר לי שיבורך הוא ברוכץ שלא יוצא בהם אחה דחוס עלי בירק הסובץ. So he says, לחירה, the Ramo has reference to the case, if he davened the whole finesse, after the Kanitze, and then he tells us, I didn't have kavone in the first pier, kavone in the first broch. So we tell him, don't daven over again, because it's very likely that when you dab move again, the same thing will happen. But suppose he's immediately out of Gibeah. So then we tell him, and he's Meramis to us, and we understand, or he writes down what his problem is. So then we should tell him he should start from the beginning, from Ovis. Because if we tell him, go ahead and continue, so we are telling him, in effect, say Brochas Levatole. How can we, just because he's not in the high madrege of having kavone, so how can we tell? That's what he says. Achad chosol yibir kasov yechitni shikoriv shol yichavi nimalei shivor yichai prochis shebibada liyotze gliyei tzeben keino yonirali avu midivre achai odom klal chobdale din beiz mashma din yichizi rafil imidi tzalat gibir. So, but the Chai Odom, according to what Reb Chaim says, the Chai Odom is very sound. The Chai Odom says, because we are not talking the Ramo is not referring to the case where he didn't have kavone of Emil of Nashkin. Of course he has to be told, you didn't daven, he's a brochel batole, and now you have to daven and you have to control yourself to have kavone of Emil Nashkin. Otherwise don't daven. So it'll be the biggest avir if you daven. But the Ramo has reference to the case where he had kavone of Emil of Nashkin. He didn't have the kavone of Pirush Amiles. So what's the kasha of the Mishneh Brura? How can we tell him if he's by Atogibeya? So we tell him, continue. It will be Brochas Levatole. It's not Brochas Levatole. It's only Midrabonon is Mechuyev to daven over again in order to have a kavone of Pirush Amiles. But the Brochas Levatole it isn't. So that's the plain shot. Lo yispalel belibe libad elo mechatech hadvorim bisfosov. In other words, it means he has to mashmiya liosnov. Will yashmiya, but to stubborn, too loud not. Will yashmiya, it's not, let's not say, umashmiya liosnov bilachash. Will yashmiya kele, too loud not. So, but suppose he's that type of a person. If he doesn't daven b'kil rom, he cannot have kavone. So then it's all right. He's mutalag b'akil. V'hani mi lebeini lebinatzmi, avol b'tzibur ose. The ose l'mitra b'tzibur. Now suppose he cannot have kavone, so we tell him, so that don't daven b'tzibur, but he is not allowed to be me'akiv the tzibur. V'mashmi akil b'beisei, kishem k'mispalel, not that it's indispensable for kavone. So then it's also, but if the purpose is to train the children that they should have the kavone, then it's all right. Kedei sheilamdu mimenu bnei beisim muta. Yei shemrim sheberish ashono v'yim atipurim muta lashmi akilom b'tfile afilu b'tzibu v'chein neyagin umkol mokei because there is no teres hatziva, because everybody davens from a sida and from a marzer. So when you daven bal peh and somebody else davens, so then it's miakiv. But when you daven from a sida, so then it's not miakiv. ומכל מוקם יזוהר הוא של יקביע כלום יסע מדי. יוכל להסתלל בכל אופן שיגל. אני רואה את זה, זה נמרת בכל אופן. והנה מילה בציבו, אבל ביוכל להסתלל בכל אופן שיגל. So, only בציבו. Of course, I mean, today, Chosa, you know, the Jewish country, that's for lunch, but that was one of the first reforms, that the reform used services in Germany, not much clear. So today, of course, today it's much, much worse to do it with Tzibo than the old in the Hake, the Minagamini. But before the reform movement, so then it was Mute after the installed with Tzibo in other shapes. Han dile che 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 because there is Gemara in Sefer that I'll dispel the Loshon Hara. So some Rishon will say, the question is, but here in America, Loshon, so some Rishon will say, Loshon Hara minat, but other Rishon is yes. Some Rishon will say, no, it's Tzibo yes, and Yochit not. So we have the various Yeshivas. So the Hafsi Kineged Amis Palet. Also, Leishay, the Seer Balad Amis, Shal Mispalel, Vein in front of Vein in Adod. So it's not the Rechkovet to be Yeshe, the Seer Baladam Shom is Paul. And Vein Lacho, Tzorich Laharche Galadat, Amazing Bibor in Shem Kone Atiles, Vafil Bifere Kingdom, Kimon in Zorah. Now it's only Osea, when he is not involved here. So in Mele, it's Osea. Machinkin is about me here, even not here itself, going to come at this. I feel the very same, came in so hard. The age matter base in the field, half of this room, come at this. And this is only, he is not involved in the puppets. The age which aim there, the hand million in Atsad, Abo Kinegde, Apu, Kinegde, Apu, Kinegde, Apu, יש מי שאין אהר שימה יש אין סבא מספר חולוש מות יפיץ נאטי best of all so then he can be יש אין סבא מספר because the Indian is because it's not a covet but he does it because it's not in good health so then there is no reason מה יש אין יושב בו. Suppose somebody was already sitting there. Yomad said, "Bitzidei," and started to bistalel. And so Chlokum Shari said, "Go bitule." The Kolmokim yes, says, "Ulokim apilu b'chaydam." Even though he sat down there first. Also, Laave Kineged Amistalelim Bitzidei Baladachis. Dafka Lifneim, Abel Bitzideim Muta Laave Ablam. In Yishlin Filosei. Toi Odom Achem is Paul Achov. Also, Lipseya Gimu Tzies. So he should not step back because somebody else is standing behind him. Achi Yidmer Mish Achov is to lost. Achi Yim Yase Ze Hare Yukei Bekneget Amis Paleo Yitzor Lidari Pose Afilu Yim Achem Yisrael is Paul Achov. Even though the one who stands behind, he started to daven after he started to daven, so not worried. So he was going too late, so he still shouldn't step up. The Achashek forms.